哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，在星期五的晚上，我们一同在这里聚集查考圣经。
Thank God for His grace that we are gathered here together to study the Bible.
也按照我们星期五晚上的进度，我们继续来从路加福音当中做彼此的学习。
And according to the progress that we have been going through in our Bible reading on Fridays, we will continue to study from the book of Luke.
我们请翻到路加福音的第三章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3.
第三节，他就来到约旦河一带的地方，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。第四节
Verse 4.
正如先知以赛亚书上所记的说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。第五节
Verse 5.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。第六节
Verse 6.
凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。从第三节开始，圣经里提到了施洗约翰这个人物。
Starting from verse 3, the character of John the Baptist is mentioned.
施洗约翰在圣经当中有非常特殊的地位。
John the Baptist has a very special place in the New Testament.
他出生于祭司的家庭。
He was born of a family of a priest.
却为了神的旨意而放弃所有的荣华富贵。
But because of the will of God, he let go of all glory.
他虽然成为卑微，
And he became lowly.
但是在当代却受到众人所尊重。
But yet he was respected by the people of the generation.
他的一辈子当中没有行过任何一个神迹。
In his life he never performed a miracle.
却在以色列百姓的眼中看为尊贵荣耀。
But in the eyes of the Israelites, he was seen as very honorable.
他虽然只是旷野当中的声音，
Even though he was a voice in the wilderness.
但是主耶稣却说，他比凡从妇人所生的，没有一个比他更大。
But Jesus said that of those born of a woman, no one is greater than he.
所以施洗约翰在当时代，甚至到今天，都是一个非常重要的信仰的教导。
So John the Baptist gives us many good teachings until this day.
他活出一个非常不平凡的人生。
He lived a life that was very not smooth.
并且能够在神的眼中有大的价值。
But he had a great value in the eyes of God.
超过在他以先的任何一位。超过。
He was greater.
在他之前的任何一个人。
Oh, greater than any other person before him.
并给你我留下今天侍奉路上最美的榜样。
And this leaves us a most beautiful example in faith.
你我今天都希望生命有价值。
You and I both hope that we'll have a value in our life.
所以我们追寻信仰。
So this is why we pursue after our faith.
你我今天都希望能够丰盛进神国。
You and I both hope that we can abundantly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们参与圣工。
So this is why we participate in holy work.
但是虽然我们有信仰。
But even though we have a faith.
但是虽然我们有参与圣工，
and even though we participate in holy work,
但是施洗约翰仍然要给你我留下一个学习追寻的榜样。
But John the Baptist leaves us an example of striving,
使我们能够在好上要更好，
that in the good that we do, that we can be even better,
在侍奉的路上要活得更美，做得更美，
in our servitude, that we can do even more beautiful servitude,
最后能够每个人都像施洗约翰一样能够大得荣耀，
and that in the end we can be like John the Baptist to receive great glory.
所以施洗约翰到底有哪些值得我们特别学习效法的地方呢？
So what are the aspects of John the Baptist that we have to emulate?
我们就从第三章这里挑几点出来给你我做一个学习的榜样。
From chapter 3, we will choose a couple points that we can learn from.
我们看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
路加福音的三章第七节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节，约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？第八节
Verse 8.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能够从这些石头里给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。第九节
Verse 9.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。在这里我们一开始看到的是施洗约翰的警告。
Here we see first the warning of John the Baptist.
当施洗约翰出来要为百姓施洗，引导他们认识救恩。
When John the Baptist came out, that he tried to guide the people into knowing salvation.
圣经里面讲说，有许许多多的人都聚集到约旦河，要受施洗约翰的洗。
And many people gathered by the Jordan River, wanting to be baptized by John the Baptist.
不但是有普通的老百姓。
Not only the commoners,
同时法利赛人、文士、祭司都有人来。
Even the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests came.
所以如果我们从世人的眼光来看，
So if we look at it from the perspective of man,
施洗约翰走这一步，他是成功了。
John the Baptist was very successful.
功成名就，众人拥护，大家来到他的面前。
There are a great many group of people gathered before him.
但是在这里，虽然许多的人来到约翰的面前，
But even though many people gathered before John the Baptist,
我们却没有看到约翰感谢大家的支持，谢谢大家来访。
We don't see John the Baptist thanking everyone for coming and supporting.
在这里，约翰跟他们讲得非常清楚啊。
Here, John the Baptist says very clearly.
他说：“你们是毒蛇的种类。
That you are a brood of vipers.
为什么？因为你们远离了正道，偏离了神的旨意。
Because you have gone astray from the truth of God.
虽然他们来到约翰的面前
，Even though they've come before John the Baptist,
约翰却没有因为这样自高自大、心高气傲。
He did not become puffed up or to become arrogant because of this.
也没有把这些人当成他以后名声的资产 asset.
And he did not consider them to be his assets.
所以他对着这些人很严厉的指责。
And he very sternly rebuked them.
他说啊，你们既然来到神的面前，
that if you've come to the presence of God,
就不要再逃避过去的错误啦。
Then don't flee from past mistakes anymore.
不然呢，你们来到我的面前是没有用的。
Otherwise, it is useless to come here.
今天我们来到教会来追寻信仰。
Today, when we come to church to seek for our faith,
如果只是要求一个良心上的平安，
if we just want to find peace for our conscience,
或者只是人云亦云的随着大众。
Or if we just want to follow the trend.
人家讲我就来，人家说我就听。
That if people come, then we will come. If people listen, I will listen too.
却没有在信仰的道路上很清楚自己要什么，做什么，还有要得着什么。
And being unclear of what I want in my faith and what I'm seeking for in my faith.
到最后，约翰会跟你说啊，不用浪费彼此的时间呐。
And at the end, John the Baptist would say to you, "Don't let us not waste our time."
所以约翰没有讲好听的话来欢迎他们。
So John the Baptist did not welcome them with good-sounding words.
因为他知道好听的话不能够让你有得救的盼望。
Because it is not in beautiful sounding words that will give you the hope of salvation.
所以在这里约翰警告这些人。
So here John the Baptist warned these people.
他说有两件事情你一定要做的。
He said that there's two things that you must do.
第一件事情。
First.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。这个是约翰今天给你我的第一个警告。
The first warning is that we must bear fruits worthy of repentance.
信仰不是只有来教会，有聚会，有奉献，你就 OK 没事啦。
Faith is not just come to church and give your tithe and you're fine.
如果看哈该书，如果照哈该书上面告诉我们，
If we follow what it says in the book of Haggai,
哈该书上面讲说，金子是我，神说金子是我的，银子也是我的。
God says that gold is mine, silver is mine.
所以啊，神不缺你的金，神也不缺你的银。
So God does not lack your gold or your silver.
我们更不要想我们可以靠着我们的奉献能够使我们最后得救，那是不可能的事情。
Let us not think that we can rely on our offerings to be saved. It is impossible.
在这里告诉我们，
But here it tells us,
他说你要得救的第一件事啊，
that to be saved, the first thing you must do,
就是你的行为要改变，你要结出与悔改的心 相称的果实。
Is that your actions must change? You must bear fruits worthy of repentance.
我们今天来到教会。
Today we come to church.
我们今天在追寻信仰。
And we are seeking our faith.
我们希望能够有得到永生的盼望。
We want to receive the hope of salvation.
如果你生活没有更新，你行为没有改变。
If your life is not renewed and your actions do not change.
那是不可能的事情啊。
It is impossible.
所以啊，在提摩太后书里面告诉我们。
So in 2 Timothy it tells us.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在这里圣经跟我们讲得很清楚啊。
Here the Bible tells us very clearly.
说信仰的道路就是改变的道路。
That the path of faith is a path of change.
你希望被神所认识。
If you want to be known by God.
你希望天国的生命册上有你的名字。
If you hope that your name can be in the book of life.
在这里说你总要离开不义啊。
Then you must depart from iniquity.
所以我们不要以为信仰是只有在教会的事情。
So don't just think that faith is something in the church.
更不要以为信仰是只有在聚会当中发生的事情。
Don't think that faith is just something that happens during service.
信仰就是我们每天的生活。
Faith is our everyday lives.
我们的行为举止决定了我们跟神的关系。
And our actions every day determine our relationship with God.
我们这个人到最后决定我们能不能有进天国的机会。
And us as a person will determine if we can enter heaven.
所以在这里。在这里约翰提醒你跟我。
So here John reminds you and me.
他说你要得救，你就要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
That if you want to be saved, you must bear fruits worthy of repentance.
第二个，这里约翰告诉我们啊。
Here secondly, John tells us.
我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
第八节，这里说，你不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗啊。这个是以色列人的一个问题。
There is a problem that the Israelites have.
以色列人他们最骄傲的就是他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
They are most proud of their ancestor Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Because Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神所特别拣选的。
Abraham was specially chosen by God.
所以啊，以色列人就觉得说，我们就是蒙拣选的子孙。
So the Israelites feel that we are the descendants of the chosen one.
应许是我们的。
The promises are ours.
救恩是我们的。
Salvation is ours.
永生的真神是我们的。
The eternal God is ours.
所以他们觉得说，因为亚伯拉罕是我的祖宗啊。
Because Abraham is my ancestor.
所以不管我怎么做，我都能够得救，因为我是应许的。
So no matter what I do, I will be saved because I have been because I've been chosen.
但是在这里啊，施洗约翰就告诉他们说，可不是这样啊。
But here John tells them it is not so.
他说啊，你们不要心里说，嘴里讲我们有亚伯拉罕。
He says, do not speak with your mouths or think in your hearts that we have Abraham as our father.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是大大的义人。
Abraham was a righteous man.
亚伯拉罕可以得救。
Abraham could be saved.
作为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And to have him as a father.
你要看你的行为有没有像亚伯拉罕一样啊。
You have to see if your actions are the same as his.
所以在这里啊，约翰在提醒当时候的百姓。
So here John the Baptist is reminding the people at the time.
你不要讲说你是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Don't say that we have Abraham as our father.
以为说我只要有亚伯拉罕我就一定可以得救。
And think that as long as I have Abraham, I can be saved.
今天信仰的路不要依靠一些外在的条件。
Today on the path of salvation, don't rely on some external qualities.
只有你自己在信仰上的努力能够帮助你走向得救的道路。
Only the effort that you put into your faith can help you on your path to heaven.
我们看以西结书的十四章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
十四章的第十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因自己的义救自己的性命。这是主神说的十六节。
16.
虽有这三人在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生启示，他们连儿带女都不能得救，只能自己得救，那地 仍然荒凉。这里讲到三个人。
Here it mentions three people.
叫做挪亚、但以理、约伯。
Who are Noah, Daniel, and Job.
这三个人也被称为旧约的三大义人。
And these three are called the three great righteous men of the Old Testament.
在神眼中是非常完美的好人。
In the eyes of God, they are very good people.
但是在这里，以西结先知却告诉你我。
But here Ezekiel tells you and me.
说他们的善行、义行只能够救自己呀。
That only their good actions can only save themselves.
连儿带女都不能救。
They can deliver not even their sons or their daughters.
所以他们的儿女如果想要得救。
So if their children want to be saved.
不能够靠着老爸的威，不能靠老爸的义行啊。
They cannot rely on the righteous deeds of their parents.
到审判日那一天。
On the judgment day.
你不能讲说我爸爸是挪亚诶。
You can't say my father is Noah.
你不知道我爸爸是但以理啊。
Or my father is Daniel.
这里讲说连儿带女都不能救啊。
Here it says neither sons nor daughters can they deliver.
所以他们的儿女要怎么样得救？
So how can the sons and daughters be saved?
只有自己一样活出义行的生活才能够得救啊。
Only if they live of righteousness similar as their fathers.
所以这是给你我今天的一个提醒。
And this is a reminder to you and me.
你今天在追寻信仰。
Today we pursue after our faith.
跟你的环境、你的家人、你的祖宗是没有关系的。
And this has nothing to do with your family members and your ancestors.
你的爸爸是传道。
Even if your father is a pastor.
你的爷爷是长老。
Your grandfather is an elder.
你的在上面是什么？你的阿祖是教会最早的信徒。
Your great grandfather is one of the earliest members of the church.
是啊，他们都是好人。
Yes, they may be good people.
在神眼中是义人。
And they may be righteous in God's eyes.
他们会得救。
They will be saved.
你不一定啊，看你的表现啊。
But you not necessarily. It depends on your actions.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们今天要战战兢兢的完成得救的功夫。
And so this tells us that today we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
不要因为你家里出现什么重要的工人而以此来自我安慰。
And not because there are some great workers within our family that you can comfort yourself.
其实不只是这样子而已哦。
And not only this.
包括你自己本身。
Even yourself.
你的过去的表现。
Your past actions.
你过去的行为。
Your past behavior.
你过去所参与的圣工。
The holy work you have participated in the past.
也不要让它成为你今天信仰路上的依靠啊。
Don't let those things be the things you rely on in your faith today.
我们来看一下以西结书的33章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结书33章。
Ezekiel chapter 33.
第12节。
Verse
12. 12节。
Verse 12.
人子啊，你要对本国的子民说，义人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，至于恶人的恶在他转离恶行之日也不能使他倾倒，义人在犯罪之日也不能因他的义存活。13节。我对义人说，你必定存活，他若倚靠他的义而作罪孽，他所行的义都不被纪念，他必因所行的罪孽死亡。14节。再者，我对恶人说，你必定死亡，他若转离他的罪，行正直与合理的事。15节。还人的当头和所抢夺的，遵行生命的律例，不做罪孽，他必定存活，不至死亡。16节。他所犯的一切罪必不被纪念，他行了正直与合理的事必定存活啊。在这里啊，是圣经今天给你我的一个教导。
So here is a teaching for you and me.
你是义人，这是好事。
It is good if you are righteous.
但是你要做义人一直到人生结束为止。
But you must be a righteous, continue to be a righteous person until the end of your life.
才是人生当中信仰路上的大成功。
And then you can be successful in your journey of faith.
但是如果你今天做义人，做烦了。
But if you become tired of being a righteous person.
我想说，我已经好了这么多年，我行义这么多年，我奉献这么多年，我爱主这么多年。
That I have been good so many years, I have sacrificed for so many years, I've loved God for so many years.
也轮到我去做坏人了吧。
It's my turn now to be a bad person.
反正我以前有这么多的义行。
I have so many accumulated righteous deeds from the past.
应该慢慢抵消，我应该还是没有问题的吧？
So this should balance out, the bad things that I do.
很抱歉，信仰的路上是没有抵消的。
But, I'm sorry that in the journey of faith, you can't balance out, the things this way.
你没有办法来用行善来，你没有办法说我以前做过很多好事，所以做坏事没有关系。
You can't say that I've done a lot of good things in the past, so now if I do some bad things, it's okay.
因为行恶的在神眼中你就变成恶人了。
Because once you do a wicked thing, you become a wicked person in God's eyes.
就好像一个人在赛跑一样。
Just like a person running a race.
你一路上都跑得很好，很直，很美。
The whole way you've been running very well and very straight.
结果你到最后啊，觉得说我已经跑这么远了，我跑这么快了，我已经跑这么努力了。
And at the end, you say, "I've been putting so much effort. I've run so well this whole time."
结果要到终点之前，你说算了，我休息了，你就走了。
And right before you reach the finish line, you say, "Oh, I'm going to take a break," and then you leave.
然后去喝个波霸奶茶，然后再休息睡个午觉。
I'm going to have a boba and then I'm going to take a nap.
很抱歉呐，你就被disqualify， 你离开这一场赛跑的，你离开这个跑道，你就自动被 disqualify， 就被取消你的资格了。
I'm sorry, but once you leave the race, you are automatically disqualified.
那你之前所做的努力，你之前所付出的，很抱歉，因为没有成功，所以没有价值。
So I'm sorry, but all the work that you did before, it has no value because you did not succeed.
所以在这里也是给你我一个提醒啊。
So this reminds you and I.
我们不但不要倚靠我们家里有谁，我们的祖宗是谁。
Let us not rely on who we have in our family or who our ancestors are.
我们更不要夸口我以前完成什么圣功，我是一个多好的信徒。
Or let us not boast that what I have done in the past.Or how good of a member I've been.
要活在当下。
We must live in the present.
为现在努力，就能看到将来的盼望。
Because if we strive today, then we can see the hope of salvation.
所以这个是约翰给你我的两个警告。
So these are the two warnings that John gives you and I.
那接下来我们继续往下看哦。
Let us continue to read.
我们看回来路加福音第三章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 3.
第三章的第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
十节，众人问他说：“这样我们当做什么呢？”十一节，约翰回答说：“有两件衣服的分给那没有的，有食物的也当这样行。”十二节，又有税吏要来受洗，问他说：“夫子，我们当做什么呢？”十三节，约翰说：“除了立定的数目，不要多取。”十四节，又有兵丁问他说：“我们当做什么呢？”约翰说：“不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足啊。”在这里啊，是施洗约翰的三个教导。
And here are the three teachings of John.
我们刚刚讲到的是约翰给他们的警告。
First, we have the two warnings that John gave.
你的信仰跟你的行为要并行。
That your faith must be in accordance with your actions.
接下来，约翰给了他们三个教导。
Next, John gave them three teachings.
那有些人来要洗礼。
Some people came and they wanted to baptize.
洗礼之前问约翰。
And before they were baptized, they asked John.
我们选择这一条路，我们要怎么样做才可以？
If we are choosing this path, what should we do?
所以我们今天在走天国路也要问这个问题啊。
So today, when we are walking this path to heaven, we need to ask the same question.
不要啊，莫名其妙，不知道自己在做什么的，就走上这条信仰的路。
Don't be unaware of what's going on and just happen across this path.
这些来到约翰面前的人，
those who came before John,
他们都问出这个问题啊。
They asked this question.
我要怎么做才可以啊？
What should I do?
那你今天走在信仰路啊？
And today, if you are walking on this path,
我们有没有常常问自己说，那我要怎么做才可以？
Do we often ask ourselves, so then what should I do?
还是信主信到今天一样糊涂，一样迷茫？
Or do we continue to believe until today and are still as confused as before?
约翰告诉他们三件事啊。
John tells them to do three things.
第一个告诉他们说，你有两件衣服分给没有的。
If you have two tunics, give one to him who has none.
有食物的也要这样行啊。
And those do likewise if you have food.
所以第一件你要做的是什么？
So what's the first thing you have to do?
要有一颗怜悯的心肠。
To have a heart of compassion.
你看到别人在苦难当中。
If you see others who are in difficulties.
你会难过。 会有怜悯心，会难过啊。
You should feel sorrowful. You should have a merciful heart toward
them. 你看到别人有需要，
You see that others have need.
你会想想说，我有什么可以帮他的？
Let us think about what is there that I can do to help them.
然后在你能够所做得到的能力范围内。
And within the, your, scope of your ability.
要帮助那些值得帮助的人啊。
That I can help those who are deserving of help.
可是要帮助别人。
But to help others.
他要求你要有一个舍得的心。
You have to have a heart that is willing to sacrifice.
如果你把物质的东西看得很重。
If you hold material possessions in a very high view.
你就自然没有办法舍得怜悯别人。
You will automatically be unable to, have a merciful heart to others.
因为你会觉得说我给别人我就少了。
Because you will think that if I give to others, then I have less.
我少了我就吃亏了。
And once I have less, then I am losing out.
啊，那我不行啊，我不能够做到这样啊。
And so, sorry, I can't do it.
啊，所以啊，在这里约翰第一个告诉我们的。
And so the first thing that John tells us.
不要把这些身外之物看得这么重。
So don't look at this, the things of daily life in our material things so highly.
这些物质的东西有它的价值。
These material things do have their value.
你努力工作上班赚钱要更好的生活都没有关系。都没有错。
It is not wrong and it is fine to work hard for your livelihood.
但是千万不要让这些身外之物控制了你的生活啊。
But please do not let these things control your life.
更不要让你的生命到最后只剩下这一些东西而已。
And do not allow these things to be the only things that you have left at the end of your life.
所以舍得看起来好像是在帮助别人。
So if you are able to give up, then it looks like you're helping others.
实际上是在帮助你自己提升你的心啊。
But actually, you are helping yourself to lift up your own heart.
有时候一开始很困难的。
In the beginning, it can be hard.
心如刀割啊，给人家一块钱，哇，痛苦啊。
It may feel like you're being stabbed in the heart if you just give a person $1.
很多年前啊，我有一次啊，到英国去啊。
Many years ago, I went to England.
那个时候啊，我高中刚毕业啊，高中刚毕业的暑假。
I had just graduated from high school and it was a summer vacation.
然后呢东岸的教会刚好啊就安排了几间教会啊一起到英国去访问。
And the East Coast churches arranged for a visitation to some of the churches in the UK.
一个高中毕业生一个穷学生啊就跟着爸爸妈妈一起出去了。
And so I had just graduated from high school, I didn't have much money and I just went along with my parents.
有一件事情我到今天还无法忘怀啊。
And something happened that I will still cannot forget till this day.
我们在广场啊看到有人在表演。
We saw a person performing.
那个他忘记他表演什么，应该是音乐吧？那不知道是小提琴还是，反正就表演的很棒很棒啊。
And I forgot what it was, but I think it may have been violin, but it was a very great performance.
我们就入境随俗哈，人家既然表演这么棒，就要给人家鼓励一下，放点钱嘛。
And so we follow the custom of other people, and since people had such a great performance, then you would give them a little bit of money.
所以我就过去啊，放了一点零钱，我就回来啦。
So I went over and I gave a little bit of change and I came back.
还觉得啊，自己不错啊，还是蛮有良心的。
And I thought, pretty good, that I'm pretty merciful.
结果回头一想，脸都绿了。
But as soon as I turned around, then my face changed.
我突然想到说，我丢的不是 quarter。我丢的是欧元呢。
I forgot that what I
was, 英镑，我丢的是英镑啊。
What I was throwing down weren't quarters, but they were pounds.
也是一块，也是一个硬币啊，一个大大的硬币啊。
Because there are still coins, a very large.
那时候没有多想啊，就是当做 quarter 这样把它丢过去啊。
And I had forgotten at the time, I just thrown them down as if they were quarters.
回头一转头，突然发觉自己亏大了。
And then as soon as I turned around, then I realized that I have given up a lot.
其实啊，有点想要去给他那个箱子里面给他拿回来啊。
And I kind of wanted to go back to the box and take it.
没办法，那个时候很计较啊。
At that time, I couldn't help but to care a lot.
说有的时候啊，当人很计较的时候
，And sometimes when we are so petty about things.
你的注意力都在你的钱、你的损失上面。
All of our attention is on our what we're losing.
所以啊，当我们今天啊，把这些东西抱得很紧、抓得很紧啊。
So today, when we grasp onto these things very tightly.
你要有宽阔的心胸，看到更美的世界，非常的困难。
It is very difficult for you to be very generous and to be very open in this world.
所以在这里啊，约翰跟我们讲说，学会分享，学会分享。
So here John tells us, learn to share.
他不是叫你说你有什么全部给别人，不是。
He's not saying that everything you have, give it all to others.
而是教导我们说，你会在给予当中得到很多的喜悦。
But he is teaching us that in giving, you will receive a lot of joy.
而且你会在给予当中得到更多的福气。
And that in giving, you will receive even more blessings.
你不要忘记了圣经上告诉我们。
Do not forget what the Bible tells us.
他说，怜悯贫穷的就是借给神。
That when you have mercy on the poor, you are lending to the Lord.
你的善行，神要偿还你啊。
And that your good deed will be repaid by God.
哦，所以第一个提醒我们啊。
So first reminder to us is
放轻松，放轻松。
Is to let go of things.
学会舍得，学会分享。
Learn to give up things. Learn to share.
你在分享当中，你会发觉说你的人生越走越美。
And as you learn to share, you will realize that your life becomes more beautiful.
这是第一个给你我的提醒。
This is the first reminder.For you and me.
啊，第二个这里告诉我们。
And secondly, he tells us.
他说，除了你该拿的，都不要多拿。
Collect more.Collect no more than what is appointed for you.
在当时候的政治跟现在不太一样。
The political environment was different than it is now.
因为他们是殖民地 colony, 他们是殖民地。
Because they were a colony.
所以罗马帝国不直接统治他们。
So the Roman Empire did not directly control them.
罗马帝国也不直接跟他们收税。
And they did not directly collect tax from them.
所以怎么收税呢？
So how did they collect tax?
发包。哦，就是 contract out 哦。
And so they contracted it out.
哎，你想要收税吗？你想要收税吗？来来来来，大家来竞标竞标啊！
Oh, do you want to help collect tax? Come, come.
啊，你说你明年会给罗马政府缴一万块，你说一万五，那就是你啦。
If you you bid for it, if this person says they will give more to the Roman Empire, then it will be your job.
啊，然后呢，你标到了这个收税的权利。
And once you have bid for this right to collect tax,
你就啊张牙舞爪的去跟百姓拿钱啊。
Then you can very bravely, boldly go and to get money from the people.
然后所以有些人心地很坏呀，就拿，一直拼命捞，拼命拿。
And so people who are very evil in their heart will continually to grasp and to get more and more.
哦，所以在那个年代啊，税吏是被人所鄙视的。
And so at that time, taxes were something that you bid for.
不是很鄙视那个很 despise 啊。
Oh, so tax collectors were very despised.
虽然他们都很有钱，税吏都很有钱的。
Even though they were very wealthy.
但是啊，却没有人要跟他们来往，被看为罪人跟社会上的垃圾啊。
But no one wanted to interact with them. They were seen as the trash in the world.
哦，啊，在这里啊，有税吏要来洗礼啦。
And so here, tax collectors came and wanted to be baptized.
约翰告诉他们你要怎么做。
And John told them what you need to do.
约翰没有说你不可以收税哦。
John didn't tell them you can't collect taxes.
约翰跟他们讲说。你就诚诚实实的拿你应当拿的。
And he told them that you need to be honest and collect only what you should collect.
做一个税吏并不是一个罪。
It is not a sin to be a tax collector.
但是你如果能够诚实的做你应当做的，拿你应当拿的，这是没有关系的。
But if you can be honest in doing your job and getting only what is yours, then it is fine.
哦，所以这是第二个给你我的提醒。
So this is a second reminder for you and me.
在我们每天的生活当中都要活出一个诚实的好榜样来。
That in our daily life, we need to live as a good example of an honest good example.
使我们周遭的每一个人看到你。
So that all the people that are around us
都能够说基督徒不简单，基督徒很诚实。
That it is not easy to be a Christian, that they are very honest.
啊，生意赚钱天经地义。很正常的事情。你做生意本来就应该赚钱。
Oh, it is very normal that in doing business that you should make money.
啊，但是啊，赚钱有赚钱的道理跟道义哈，有它的规矩啊。
But there are still rules that you need to follow as you are making money.
哦，所以这是给我们的提醒，要诚诚实实的赚钱。
So this is a reminder to us that we must be honest in the way that we make our livelihood.
啊，使我们的工作、我们的生活、我们的事业。都能够蒙人的称赞。
So that our lives, our work, our career can be praised by others.
那第三个在这里就讲到兵丁啦。
And third, here it mentions the soldiers.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节说，不要以强暴待人，不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足了。在当时候当兵是不得了的事情啊。
At the time, it was very admirable to be a soldier.
啊，因为在罗马帝国，他们是一个征战的国家。
Because the Roman Empire was a warring warring nation.
哦，所以啊，他们的帝国的常常皇帝都是将军出来当的啊，都是将军后来变成皇帝啊。
And so many of their emperors used to be generals.
啊，就像我们所熟悉的提多将军。
And just like Titus.
啊，就是那个攻进耶路撒冷把圣殿烧掉的那个提多将军啊。
The one who had conquered into Jerusalem and burned it.
啊，他以后来就变成罗马皇帝了。
And afterwards he became a Roman emperor.
啊，所以在罗马帝国里面，谁掌握军权，谁讲话就大声。
So in the Roman Empire, those who have military power, they can speak loudly.
啊，为了要巩固这些军队，要让这些军队归心，就是要让这些军队跟随这个将领啊。
And so in order to have the loyalty or the following of all of the army,
啊，他们对军队放得很松。
They are very lenient to the soldiers.
啊，所以军队去讹士兵去讹诈人、欺负人、抢夺人是很平常的事情啊。
So it was very normal at that time for soldiers to intimidate others or to cheat others.
啊，但是在这里，约翰就告诉他们说啊
，But here John tells them,
你既然要信耶稣了
，If you want to believe in Jesus,
你就要学会以所拥有的。为知足啊
！You must learn to be content with your ages.
哦，所以在这里，约翰提醒他们三件事情。
So here, John reminds them of three things.
也是给你我今天提醒的三件事情。
And these are three reminders for you and I today.
今天信仰的路要走得好。
Today, for us to walk on this journey of faith very well.
你的人生一定要舍得。
We must be willing to give up things in our lives.
不要把世界的事情看得太重啊
！Let us not emphasize on all the material things in this world.
啊，这些都会过去。
Because all of these things will pass.
要看到更有价值的存在。
Let us look at what is of greater value.
所以学会舍得。
Let us learn to give up things.
然后生活诚实。
Let us learn to be honest in our living.
然后心灵能够知足。
And let us learn to be content in our hearts.
哦，这个是信仰起步的三个要求。
And these are the three things in the beginning of our faith.
也是信仰路上的三个原则。
And these are three principles that we must keep in this journey of faith.
是可以帮助你我走好这一条道路
and these things can help us to walk a good journey of faith
能够使我们在这条路上能够使我们在这条路上继续持守到底
so that we can keep and continue on this path until the very end
如同这里约翰给我们留下的榜样一样
and to be like the example that John has left for us
约翰的一生过得非常的简单
John lived a very simple life
他是当代祭司家族的孩子
He was the child from a household of priests
原本可以有尊贵有原本可以生活得非常奢华
He could have lived a very luxurious life
但是却放下所有为了耶稣
But he put down everything for the sake of Jesus.
为耶稣成为卑微
He became lowly for the sake of Jesus.
圣经里面讲说他穿骆驼毛的衣服
The Bible tells us that he wore camel hair.
生活简单吃蝗虫野蜜
That he ate very simply, he ate locust and honey.
哦，工作辛苦人生卑微
He worked very hard, but he lived a very lowly life.
但是最后在神眼中成为至高拥有荣耀
But in the end, he was valued in God's eyes, and he was
glorified
by God. 主耶稣
特别称赞他
And Jesus specially praised him.
说凡妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰
That of any person born of a woman, no one is greater than John the Baptist.
因为他活出了自己所教导的要求。
Because he lived the teachings that he gave others.
能够有简单的生活。
He lived a simple life.
能够有一个实在的生活。
He lived an honest life.
更能够有个知足的生活。
And he lived a life of contentment.
使他最后在平凡的人生当中，却在神眼中成为至尊至荣
so that in the end of his life he could be valued by God and glorified by God
这是施洗约翰选择的人生
and this was the life that John the Baptist chose
今天我们的人生面前也摆了许多不一样的道路
and today before us there are many different paths we can choose in our life
虽然我们都来到这里
we've all come here today
我们都寻找信仰都认识教会
we're pursuing after our faith
但是在这一条的路上
but on this path
你不同的选择会引到最后不同的终点
different choices that we make will lead us to different results or
而这不同的终点要决定你人生不同的价值
and the end of our life will determine the value of our life
啊，愿我们都能够像施洗约翰一样
and let us all learn from John the Baptist
简单的生活
to live a simple life
却充满 无比的意义
but it is filled with a meaning that is beyond measure
啊，我们一起来唱诗
let us sing hymn together
177首
Hymn 177.
会变自己，时刻依靠生山中救助，随时似平安。山似大山难离，只抛向标杆，时刻依靠神灵，彼得神担忧苦，恳求恩主常帮助。引导并保护，他必乐意扶持你，使你脚步稳固。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天谈到，我们希望每个人的路都能够像施洗约翰，能够在神面前有价值。
Tonight we talked about how we hope that all of us, our paths of faith, can be of value, just like John the Baptist.
但是其实约翰的人生路、侍奉路。也不是一直都一帆风顺的。
But we know that the life and the servitude of John the Baptist wasn't always smooth.
他有他的苦难。
He had his difficulties.
他有他的考验。
He had his tests.
他也有过他的软弱。
He also had his weaknesses.
但是在他的软弱当中。
But in his weakness.
在他最苦难的黑暗之中。
In the darkest time of his life.
他能够找到耶稣。
He was able to find Jesus.
并且从耶稣那边得着他需要的答案。
And from Jesus, he found the answer that he needed.
使他能够继续坚持，直走到成功。
So that he was able to endure and to walk successfully to the end.
我们今天在走这一条道路。
Today we walk this path of faith.
一样会有压力、困难、患难，甚至让我们伤心的事。
We also will have many difficulties and pressure and things that will make us sad.
那我们就更要祷告求主能够赐给我们力量。
So we need to pray that God would give us strength.
能够擦去眼泪，但仍勇敢继续前行。
That we can wipe away our tears and continue forward.
人世间的事情很快就过去。
The things of the world will pass quickly.
再大的患难都总有一天会离开。
No matter how difficult it is, one day we'll pass it.
所以只要忍耐到底。
So we just need to endure to the end.
能够靠主胜过。
And we need to rely on Jesus to overcome.
最后我们就能够得着那荣耀不衰残的冠冕。
And in the end we can receive the imperishable crown.
愿主帮助我们每一个人。
May God help all of us.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.